Chapter 73 Asa. The Silmaran soldiers were of little help. They flailed around with their gaudy cleavers and axes, no real sense of unification behind their tactics. It was a mentality of every man for himself, and it led to their ranks being swallowed by the Alondrian forces as they were either pushed to the back or out of the way, or struggled to hold the flanks in between the lancer formations. The thrill of excitement that had threatened to overwhelm Asa earlier, with the thought of great songs being written about the lancer's last charge, had all but turned sour in the pit of his gut as he drove his unit deep into the bowels of the Horehand pack once again. To his regret, Asa had misjudged the speed at which the creatures had closed the gap behind them. He found himself and his men cut off from the rest of the army. "Forward!" he shouted, as his battle-worn arm continued to swing his great double-sided axe at the throngs of hungry creatures all around him. "Cut!" he severed one's head. "Cut!" he hacked two more. "Cut!" he watched a piece of a massive paw sail through the air before cleaving the neck of the hound it came from. All he knew to do was to keep moving, to keep cutting, to keep pushing forward. He hoped they could fight their way through and out the other side, but the farther they charged, the slower their movement became, until finally they didn't move at all. His men were dropping all around him as the hounds turned their attention on the horses. They realized that in bringing down the horse, they would bring down the rider. Asa's legs were bleeding through the openings in his armor, those dagger claws having penetrated between the open sections. He watched in wonder as one of his men, with his arm torn off to the elbow, reached down with the other to grab his fallen sword and keep fighting. All around him, Asa could hear the clash of steel, the cries of battle, the wails of agony, and the howls of their enemy. It was a great cacophony of sound that would have driven fear into the most valiant of hearts. Asa clenched his teeth and brought his axe up and around. He directed the blade as it stuck deep inside the chest of the nearest hound. The creature slumped to the side with an ugly whine. Asa's calloused fingers tightened around the rough steel on the handle of his axe as he twisted in his saddle to get a look at his men. They were giving everything they had just to keep the animals at bay. He was down to about half his riders, and those still managing to remain mounted were unable to move. What he had most feared had taken place. They were completely cut off from the rest of the army, surrounded on all sides. Asa raised his axe once again to encourage his men. "For Elondria!" he managed to shout, before going down himself. His mount stumbled over one of the fallen horehounds and sent him tumbling over the ravaged bodies of his men. Shaking the initial shock from his limbs and the rain from his face, Asa was back on his feet before he finished the last rotation. With axe in hand, he swung at the nearest hound as it dove for him. The impact threw him from his feet, but he managed to cleave the lower side of the creature's face before he did. Its jaw hung open to the bone. Asa rolled and hopped back to his feet, bringing his axe around again, severing one of the hound's front legs clear off at the joint. He finished the beast with a single overhead swing. Asa pulled the wedge of steel from the hound and then spun from left to right, his eyes darting back and forth as he readied himself for another attack. His men, having seen him go down, fought to encircle their leader with what remained of their mounted unit. The horehounds pressed in, blood on their teeth and death in their eyes. Asa could hear the sound of a Alondrian footman somewhere off to his right, but they were far too distant to manage a rescue. With his axe firmly gripped in both hands, he immediately planted his feet and turned his shoulders, waiting for the inevitable. From the right, another hound broke through the lines and ploughed Asa into the muck of water and blood below. He felt a searing pain in his leg as he twisted to see the hound's upper teeth clenched tight around the lower half of his leg just below the knee. Its teeth had punctured his armor and felt as though they had pierced the bone. He hollered in pain as the rush of it threatened to overwhelm him. A few of the remaining lancers fought to get to him, but each attempt was thrown back as another creature would turn them around. Asa went to swing his axe, but realized it wasn't in his hands. Clawing at the ground, he struggled to keep the creature from gaining any more leverage. The pain was numbing. He was losing feeling in the leg altogether, and at that moment he wasn't sure if that wasn't a good thing. The whorehound shuffled its hind paws, pulling him away from his men. Had it not been for his armor, his leg would have been gone, and the beast would be finishing the rest of him. Desperately, he reached out and pried a broadsword from the dead hands of one of his men and swung it at the creature's head. Though the swing was weak, he managed to rick the top of its skull, peeling away a large chunk of fur. The whorehound never even flinched. As fast as he could, Asa thrust his hand into the mud, fighting to keep from being pulled any further away. He had to do something, and fast. Giving up on the attempt at stabilizing his position, he heaved himself into a sitting position and plunged the blade into the hound's closest eye. The creature immediately released his leg and howled in fury. Asa rolled to the side and drove the sword into its exposed chest. The hound collapsed beside him. Using the sword for leverage, he struggled to regain his feet before limping his way back to his men. He picked up his axe from where it had fallen and swung it at the closest fur pelt he saw. His men, having lost their mounts, were now down to a single cluster. Back to back they stood as they swung at the encroaching hounds. Even Asa could see the hopelessness of it all. The only choice left was to go out with honor. Raising his axe, Asa started to bellow one last battle cry, but was cut short by the blare of a lancer signal horn. Behind them, a secondary cavalry unit came charging through the hounds, with Commander Tolan himself leading the way. Where Tolan had gotten the men, Asa had no idea. It looked like he had rounded up every last one of his staff, including the runners, the cooks, and even his young hostler. Asa almost spat on himself when he saw old Elior riding in behind them, swinging his sword around and having more fun than a man his age with physical impairments should have been allowed. It was the most incredible sight he'd ever laid eyes on. He didn't know whether to laugh or cry. But as he dodged and swung at the next encroaching hound, he decided he didn't have time for either.
"Looks like you could use a hand," Tolan shouted. "I could use more than one,"
Asa returned, as he struggled to mount a fallen lancer's horse. Whipping the steed about, he helped another one of his men up behind him, as the rest of those remaining doubled up behind the new recruits. He gladly followed Tolan and his riders out of the battle and back toward the Elondrian lines.
"I must say, Commander, your timing is impeccable. Can't let you have all the glory, now can I?" "Suppose not."
Asa wiped the front of his face with his blood-stained glove, wincing at the shooting pain in his leg with every jolt of the horse's hooves.
"But right about now, I don't mind sharing."
The Elondrian bowmen were focusing their fire on the right flank of the hounds, keeping them from completely enclosing the mounted riders before they had the opportunity to pull out. Asa nodded in admiration of the commander's quick thinking. Riding adjacent to the whorehound force, Asa was surprised at how close they had actually been to getting out. It looked as though the creature's numbers had significantly decreased since they had first ridden into their ranks. His horsemen had managed to keep the hounds off balance long enough for the main force of the Elondrian and Silmaran fighters to begin overpowering the creature's momentum. For the first time since the conflict began, Asa thought he could see an end in sight, and one that brought with it the victory they all so desperately sought.